Welcome to WQCS.org. I'm Janie Gould with another edition of Flora Days. The town of Fellsmere in Indian River County is marking its 100th anniversary Saturday with a big festival. A globe-trotting Victorian gentleman named Nelson Fell established the rural community in 1911. A native of New Zealand, Fell lived on five continents. He helped develop Narcoosie in central Florida in the 19th century before moving to Siberia, where he had mining interests. Richard Votopka has researched Fell's life.
Life was pretty harsh. His wife had complained about cold winters in Florida, and then, of course, she went over to Siberia, and I don't think she ever complained about the cold in Florida ever again because it got to 50 to 60 below over there, and most of the people actually took their animals inside these large houses. The smell was repugnant, but once you got outside, you took a big, deep breath of fresh air no matter how cold it was.
Is that the way the Fell family lived? Is that how they kept warm when they were there?
That's hard to say, but certainly the Fell family would not have animals in the house like the normal Russian people there.
Because they were hardly peasants.
Right, they were not peasant at all. Nelson wrote that he bought the mine for 200,000 rubles. The money had to be in suitcases, and they had to safeguard it in a hotel. They never knew if anyone was going to come off the street and hold them up and rob them and kill them.
Because that was more money than the whole town had, probably. Nelson Fell left Siberia and retired in Virginia when he was 52, but he soon got interested in Florida again. He had some associates check out land near the headwaters of the St. Johns River.
Nelson decided it was worthwhile doing so. He and his wife purchased 118,000 acres for $1.35 an acre for the tidy sum of $155,000.
By all accounts, Fellsmere was developing nicely until Mother Nature intervened.
It was a boom town in 1915. It was a very progressive community. There was the first electric power plant there, and of course, they had first paved roads and streets.
First in what, in the county?
In what is now known as Indian River County. It was the first town to give women the right to vote south of the Mason-Dixon line in municipal elections.
Was that his doing?
I think it pretty much was, because he was very much a progressive individual that wanted to see the best for Fellsmere and make it the best agrarian community in the entire state of Florida. But in 1915, July 31st, it rained 8.8 inches. It flooded not only Fellsmere, but it washed away the town of Broadmoor.
Nelson Fell wasn't in Fellsmere during the flood, but he came down quickly to assess the damage.
It's in the minute books of the Fellsmere Farms Company where he announced to the board of directors that he would go down and see if he could straighten out affairs. But unfortunately, the people walked away from paying on their lots since they were underwater. The Fellsmere Farm Company actually went bankrupt. Nelson Fell left and went back to Warrenton until his death in 1928.
He was a Renaissance man in a way, and he was a pianist in Fellsmere.
He gave recitals. He took his piano with him wherever he went.
Even to Siberia?
Even to Siberia. He learned to speak about five different languages. He wrote a book. He was a tennis player.
Richard Votopka doesn't live in Fellsmere, but he and his wife Linda are musicians at the Fellsmere Historical Church. He portrayed Fell in the Vero Beach Hibiscus Festival. Like Fell, Votopka is an engineer and a piano player. Now he and photographer Clarence Corky Corker have produced a book, A Photographic History of the City of Fellsmere.
I got involved in just writing a lot of history and notes and never thinking that I would do a book.
What would you ask Nelson Fell if you could? What would you want to know?
I would like to know a lot more about the year 1911 since there are no newspapers accounts. The Fellsmere Farm was started on February 21st, 1912. I'd also like to know a lot more about his exploits. He lived on five different continents.
That was Richard Votopka. The festival celebrating Fellsmere Centennial is Saturday. It's going to include a parade, entertainment, and dedication of the old yellow brick Fellsmere School, which has been refurbished. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.